Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're your host, this is Minister Kashima Douglas. Here on Worldwide Gospel Connection, first give honor to God, who's the head of my life. It is Women's Day Thursday. It is Women's Day Thursday. Our guest today is Prophetess Dr. Erica Montgomery. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 41, 46, and 1. God is our refuge and our strength, and even presence in our trouble. God is our refuge and our strength, and ever presence in help, sorry, in trouble. Again, that was Psalms 46 and 1. We welcome you. Have a seat. Sit back. Get ready. Get your pen and paper. Get your Bible, because trust me, this woman of God has a word for you today. Also want to give a shout out to all the countries, of course, United States, Ghana, Brazil, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, wherever else you're listening to, we welcome you to come on in, get ready to worship with us, praise God with us, and hear a word from God. That's what we love to do. This is the No Judgment Zone here on Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or get prayer. Again, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or get prayer. Father God, as we come to you today, we ask you to have your way on the line. Speak, Lord. Have the Holy Ghost to come in and show out today. Let the word get across what needs to be heard and what needs to be said. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, my God, we have a phenomenal show today, again, with Dr. Erica Montgomery, that's going to be on shortly. If you guys have any questions, feel free to call in or go online on the broadcast on Worldwide Gospel Connection at Facebook.com. Post, share your notes. If you need anything else, let us know. Have a little soapbox moment. Now I'm going to go to a quick commercial break real quick, and I'll be right back.
Hard when it's a sermon to preach. Hard when there's so to reach. Hard when I hit the hard. Hard when I wreck a beat. Hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done for me. Hard when I hit them streets. Hard when it's a sermon to preach. Hard when there's so to reach. Hard when I hit the hard. Hard when I wreck a beat. Hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done. Came into this industry. Time for the takeover. See something about Jehovah. My life, he done made over. And yes, the gift from Jesus, it was given. Speaking verses like raindrops, the Holy Spirit has descended. In like Moses, I'm about to go possess the land. With the Bible like a glyph, wreaking heaven and devil's plan. He didn't plan for me, thought he had me bound in shackles. Loving, stripping, and a life of homosexuality. But now I'm free, yes, I'm free indeed. Covered by the blood of Christ, rooted and grounded eternally. And yes, in me, I know it's hard to believe. Repented, forgiven, ambassador for Christ, doing a brand new thing. I'm called to the nation, set apart for good works. Reaching out for every sinner because of Christ, I know your worth. No matter who you were or what you just tried to do, and Jesus is calling to. Best believe I'm coming for you. Hard when I hit them streets. Hard when it's a sermon to preach. Hard when there's souls to reach. Hard when I hit the hard. Hard when I wreck a beat. Hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done for me. Hard when I hit them streets. Hard when it's a sermon to preach. Hard when there's souls to reach. Hard when I hit the hard. Hard when I wreck a beat. Hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done. Every time you hear me, I'm speaking nothing but truth. I'm living proof of what the blood of Jesus can do. He took me as a sinner man, and now I'm living holy. Real, recognize real, a real testimony. Attacked by the enemy, stealing my mother's milk. Or she couldn't stop what the Lord called me to. So now I'm lifting his name and screaming from the mountaintop, defeating every fiery dog. I will not stop. I'm a soul winner, now that's my calling. Not shopping for cribs at Blink so you can call me a baller. I love my father, and he is the greatest. Yeah. There's nothing this world could offer me that could replace him. He sent his best to die for me and you, my friend. So give him your life. It's the least thing you can do for him. He's giving us everything, waiting for you at the cross. So won't you come and join the team? Can't you see he paid the cost? Hard when I hit them streets. Hard when it's a sermon to preach. Hard when there's so to reach. Hard when I end this hard. Hard when I wreck a beat. Hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done for me. Hard when I hit them streets. Hard when it's a sermon to preach. Hard when there's so to reach. Hard when I end this hard. Hard when I wreck a beat. Hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done. I know you never thought you'd see a day like this when God would take the foolishness to impact the youth nicely. But I'm preaching Jesus, man. Righteousness is the plan for my life, and my life he has ordained. Yes, it's the life. It's blinding to your kids. Cause the sin in your life is exposed by the wind. And I'm living proof that God can heal it. But it's up to you to accept the help of the Holy Spirit. He is healing all the hurts of my pain. Standing on Satan's head in Jesus' name. And I ain't preaching nothing but Jesus' reign. And he's coming back for your life. You need to change. You never thought that the word was true, but the truth is in front of you. It's time for you to choose. I know you don't want to end up in hell. You want a life more abundantly. It's time to prevail. I go hard when I hit them streets. Hard when it's a sermon to preach. Hard when they're so to reach. Hard when I end this hard. Hard when I wreck a beat. Hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done for me. Hard when I hit them streets. Hard when it's a sermon to preach. Hard when they're so to reach. Hard when I end this hard. Hard when I wreck a beat. Hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done for me.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or give prayer. Again, it's Wednesday, Thursday. Yes, 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 yes. My little soapbox moment will be giving you the five keys of the power of prayer. First, come to God humbly. That's Proverbs 11 and 12. You must repent. You can find that in Hebrews 10 and 26. Must ask. Find that in Matthew 7, 7 and 8. You must submit. You can find that in Genesis 11 and 4. And praise. Definitely have to praise God. Psalm 68 and 19. The five keys to the power of prayer. Come to God humbly. Repent. Ask. And submit. This is very, very important when you're going into prayer, especially if you need a deliverance. Remember, we are here to inspire, encourage, and uplift you. If you need prayer, feel free to call in 563-999-3628. Remember, you have to press 1 to speak or get prayer. If you have a testimony, go ahead, press 1. We would love to hear your testimony as well. There is this a no judgment zone. We cannot judge you. God is the only judge. He is the Alpha and Omega. If you have any questions about the broadcast, let me know when you call in. Again, today is Women's Day Thursday. Our guest is the phenomenal woman of God, Prophetess Erica Montgomery. If you haven't heard it before, trust me, you will hear word of God today.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Everybody wanna be like you.
there's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection with your host, Minister Kashima Douglas. And it is Wednesday, Thursday, and our guest is the phenomenal prophetess, Dr. Erica Montgomery. Ms. Montgomery, are you there?
I am. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's good to be back with you all again. It's always a pleasure of mine, and as always, I thank God for allowing a free environment or a free atmosphere to be able to flow with what he has given me. And so this morning, I'm excited because there's so many things that could come up, but I believe that God is so strategic in what he gives, and he allows things to be spoken at an appointed time for the ears that are listening in or tuned in or that will hear the playback to hear it. And I believe that it's something that we all must be aware of. And so on this morning, I am just grateful to be a voice of the Lord and to be in a season, glory to God, to be used by God and to know that the Lord is literally in the earth realm now and that he is literally manifesting himself and manifesting his glory. And one thing we don't want to miss is the manifestation of God's glory. Amen. I often say this, that we can't do anything without the glory of God. And it is true, we can't do anything, we can't live, we can't breathe without the glory of God. There's a lot of things that we can do on our own strength, but without the glory of God, we cannot see the miracles of God. And so God has put something on my heart this morning that I believe is going to help. And it literally, this was just so simple. It says to know your hour, to know your hour. And I was literally getting ready to talk about miracles this morning. And God literally had it in my spirit to talk about how Jesus turned water into wine. But as I went over, there was one scripture in John chapter 2, verse 4. It says, "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My hour has not yet come." And it's something about knowing when it is your time and when it is your season and when it is appointed that God has orchestrated something for you to do. In other words, God is not going to allow us or grace us to do something that we don't have the discipline for. He's not going to grace us, or he's not going to allow us or permit us to do something that we don't have the character for. He's not going to grace or permit us to do something that we are wanting to do that would take us away from him. And so when the Spirit of the Lord God spoke to know your hour, it was something so profound to me, because a lot of the times people mess up because they just don't know their hour. And other times we often, as people, we get impatient and we'll try to orchestrate a thing and we'll try to do a thing ourselves and out of the timing of the Lord. And I wasn't going this route this morning, but as the Spirit of God leads me, I'm going to go this way. We'll try to do some things out of the timing of the Lord. And we've got to understand that every time that an hour came, glory to God, or whenever Jesus referenced the word, anything concerning hour, there's times where he said the hour has come. And there's even times when there were noted that in the scripture that the hour has come. And when we saw that, something supernatural was getting ready to take place. And what God put in my spirit this morning was that if we are out of our hour, or if we go before the timing of our hour, the timing that we are to manifest the thing in the earth realm, or the time that we are to supernaturally move about a manifestation in the earth realm, we will literally miss a big moment that God has ordained or designed for the appointed time. And one thing about knowing your hour, I know oftentimes we focus on knowing our prayer hour or our prayer watch, but more than that, when we know our hour, the hour that our voice is to manifest, the hour that our purpose is to manifest, we can then see the miracles of God. And one thing I learned with coming up as a minister was not to allow or not to let people push me before my timing, not to allow different people elevating me to positions that God had not ordained me to be in. In other words, you see me with an apostolic anointing, but I am wise enough to know that I am not an apostle. Come on here. I am wise enough to know that that is not yet my hour. Glory to God, because in truth, you will be able to say in your hour, but when you know that your hour is not here, you will say that there's still some development. There's still some things that the Lord is doing in my life. And so I understand that the very first thing that I need in my hour, or knowing whether or not it's my hour or not, is knowing the position that I'm in. That in order, glory to God, to not flow out of your hour, you've got to know the position. You've got to be in position. And God said that when you are in your hour, miracles will just happen when you show up. So there isn't a divine time or a divine appointment, glory to God, divine predestined in the heavenly realm that is waiting and to manifest in the earth realm when you just position yourself. Now, God continuously spoke this to me. He said, don't go before your time. Now, I know something about running a business, because there is an appointed time, even when we look at calendars and we look at days and we look at timings. We understand that there are times in the season, and I'll make this simple, or times in the year where there is more money accumulated, or where there is more money circulating in the earth, or circulating in the land, glory to God. And so we understand that when money is circulating, glory to God, and where there's more, when there's a surplus, that is an opportunity for business expansion or increase in revenue. And so you got to understand spiritually that whenever it is your appointed hour, or when you're in position, glory to God, that there is an opportunity for expansion and increase. And oftentimes we miss our expansion and our increase because we are out of position. Hear the Spirit of the Lord God. And so we understand something, that when we go or we step out, and see, we've got to be careful of this, because God reminded me of this. We've got to be careful of the positioning that people put us in. In other words, we've got to understand that we are nothing, glory to God, without the glory of God. And one thing I understood is when I understood something about Saul. See, the people wanted him as king, not that he was ever appointed, or not that it was ever his timing for him to be king, but glory to God, they appointed him to a position. And if Saul was wise enough, or if he had the wisdom of God, he would have said, this is not my hour. This is not my position. And sometimes we get placed in positions, or we are before our hour, and we will literally get to a point where we fall. And I remember my spiritual mother spoke some things to me many, many years ago. She told me, she said, Erica, she said, these are the prophetic words of the Lord. And God spoke X, Y, Z over you, and this is what God is going to do. And that was something about hearing what the word of the Lord was, but there was also something about an anxiousness or an eagerness that I had to see it manifest and to want it to happen. And I remember her saying this to me. She said, woman of God, she said, nobody ever willingly wants to do ministry. She said, because after you endure some things and after you go through a little hardship and some suffering, it'll make you ask God, Lord, are you sure this is what you want me to do? Or am I really called to this? And I remember that in that season, I couldn't quite comprehend, because in my zeal, I only knew one thing, and that zeal taught me was I'll do anything. I don't care what happens. And see, you begin to say things like that without counting up the cost. And so I began to, yes, my heart was, I would do anything for the glory of God. I would do anything to operate in my purpose. I would do anything to win souls. And that is still my profession today. But there was something about when I heard that prophetic word many years ago that I wanted to get on it, and I wanted it to be activated now. And one thing that God began to show me, she told me, she said, it's not all the time when words are spoken to you that is for the now season. She said there is an appointed time. In translation, there's an appointed hour. And so when she began to speak to me about the appointed time, I got a little discouraged in my spirit, because there was something about my faith that said God can work this now. And there's something that we must understand. We understand that God can work the miracle, but there is an appointed time that the miracle has to manifest, because it has to speak to specific people. And I hope that you got that. See, miracles only manifest to speak. Oh, Rabatala Kashata. To speak of God. Glory to God. And so if we speak a miracle, or if we perform a miracle outside of an hour, we miss the people that the miracle is to speak to. Glory to God. Rekato Rebekataya. And so when I was in that specific hour, one thing that I understood was when my spiritual mother told me or instructed me or gave me something, that I had to be intensive with listening. I had to obey. That's the second thing the Lord gave me. He said, you must obey the instructions. And I had to obey what was said. And the only thing that I could produce in that hour was that I had a consecrated life and I had a fasting life, so that I could prepare to work the miracles, or so I could prepare to walk in purpose, or walk in the things that God had ordained for me to walk in. And so as I've gone through a season, and I went through a season, and I was saying, surely it's time. This is the hour now, because I was seeing things line up, and I was seeing things flow. I was like, yes, Lord. I recognized that I wasn't in the other season, and I recognized that I had crossed over and that this was a new season. I had more character. I had more experience. I had more Holy Ghost power. I had more discipline. There were things that I could look on, and I could see that I had. And so I was saying, surely this is the hour, or surely this is the season. Glory to God. And then God threw me in a test that I was not prepared for. He threw me in some situations in my marriage. I just want to help some people this morning. He threw me in some situations in my marriage. And I remember for so long, people would speak that my husband and I, we were going to pastor, and we were going to shepherd, and we were going to lead the people of God, and we were going to do this, and we were going to do that. But under our roof, we could not get under one accord. And I could not understand. I said, God, well, surely, Lord, you have ordained a thing, and you have, Lord, spoke this over our lives, and you spoke that we would lead people into deliverance, and you spoke that in the hour where we were walking your glory and that we would see many souls saved. But Lord God, the foundation is, how can two walk together unless they are agreed? And I remember asking God questions. I remember saying, Lord, surely you would not speak a thing and then allow chaos to break through, chaos to pop off. And I begin to look at my husband, and while he was taking his time and while he was going with the pace that God had ordained for him to go, there was something about an urgency that was in my spirit. And so the timing of our hours were off. And one thing that God spoke this morning was, he said that there has to be agreement. There has to be agreement in order to see the miracle manifest. Because, see, when there is no agreement, we can't see. We can't get on one accord. We can't. I remember a few days ago, glory to God, I told my husband, I said, we can sing together, glory to God, but we can't talk together, glory to God. We can't talk at the same time. And one thing I understood about the being in your hour is that listening was very, very important. And I remember going through some things and asking God. I said, Lord, this is what you have ordained, and this is what you have purposed for us, and this is, I believe this is the hour. See, let me tell you something about a thing, glory to God. I always say this, that before the real thing comes up, the counterfeit comes up. And I remember this was the hour where so many were pulling on us, and so many were telling us, this is what thus says the Lord, and this is, you know, go ahead and do this, and God is going to bless it. And I remember getting to a point where I was like, Lord, I believe this is what, but I don't see it. I don't see it. God spoke this. He said that there are going to be times where you can't perceive the hour, nor can you perceive what miracle that God is designed to do in the earth realm. And I begin to say, Lord, and I can count up everything as to why I wasn't qualified or why I wasn't ready. I had allowed a man to tell me or to dictate how or when to move in the things of God and what the timing of God was for my life. And while all of this is going on, yet and still, I was aware that it wasn't my hour, because there were some things that God was working out of me. There were things that God was working out of me, and there was a positioning and a place that he was taking me to, and mentally and spiritually. So there was a maturity taking place in order for us to be ready for the season that we're in now. And so one thing that started to happen is that I had to be rebellious against the instruction that was given to me. Glory to God. I started to be rebellious, and God spoke this. He said, in order for the miracle to manifest in the hour that it needs to manifest in, is that we have to be careful of every form of rebellion on the inside of us, because rebellion and not listening to the instructions and not following all the way through will cause us to miss the move of God. And I understood something. I learned this, glory to God, in the apostolic that used to teach us, and this is scripture. They said that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and there's something there with that, because if you have any form of rebellion on the inside of you, you understand, glory to God, that you're operating in witchcraft and rebellion. When you start thinking about the root word of rebellion, you start thinking about everything that ties in with rebellion and what starts rebellion. So you have disobedience, and you have people sowing seeds of discord, and you have heart issues, malice, and envy, and jealousy, and all these things are considered, glory to God, forms of witchcraft, glory to God. And God began to deal with me in that hour. He said, before I can prepare you to manifest the miracle, I've got to rid you of all rebellion. I've got to take out of you every form of everything that's not like me. So when Jesus was merely waiting on his hour. He was waiting to be made more like God. You got to understand the weight of that. You got to understand the weight of being made more like God and what that season is. And I'll be honest with you, the season where God is making you like Christ, or the season where he's fine-tuning your character and he's fine-tuning your thought process, and he's taking you, glory to God, in the season where he's allowing you to be tested with people. It does not always feel good, glory to God, but God has to do this in order to make you more like him, so that when they see the miracle, they see him. It's important, because in the hour that we live in, so many are taking glory for the miracles of God. And it's not just enough just to tag glory be to God on the end of it, but we've got to be careful in all things that we give God his glory back. And so you go through the process before your hour arrives. You are stripped. You are made like God. You are suffering some things. I don't know who this is for. You will suffer some things, glory to God, that's uncomfortable. You will suffer some things at the hand of man. But the Father says that if you will suffer with me, you'll reign with me. And so you understand that after your hour of suffering, it is now your time for miracle. God, it is your time to reign. Glory to God. And then the last thing that God showed me, he said the last thing that's needed in the hour, when your hour is presented to you, and when God fulfills everything that he desires to do in you and brings you forth to be his spokesman or to be an ambassador for Christ, he spoke this to me. He said, all you need to do, and this is the last step, is watch God work. And if you are literally listening in on this morning, I just need you to tag on Facebook or your social media outlets, just tag watch God work. He says that's the only thing that's required before your hour is presented. Glory to God. He says all you need to do after you've obeyed the instructions, after you showed up, is just watch God work. Glory to God. So in all the time where he's prepared you, all the time where he's told you not now, all the times where he has said, wait a minute, all the times where he has said, hold on, I'm fine-tuning you to hear my voice. He says, now when you have learned these things, now when you have learned the basics, he says, all you got to do is watch me work. And you got to understand something. When it's your hour, I want y'all to hear this, because the Spirit of the Lord God is speaking. When it is your hour, there are things, glory to God, that you can open up your mouth and you can ask God to do, and he does it in an instant. This is how you know it's your hour. Sometimes you can think a thing, glory to God, and it shows up in an instant. It is a sign that it is your hour. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There is an opportunity, glory to God, in the earth realm, in your hour, when it's your appointed hour, glory to God, that you'll just show up in a place, and it's like the people have been waiting on you. It's like the people have been waiting on the words of God that he's given you. It's like the people have been waiting on the resources that God has given you. And God says, when you just show up, he says, when you open up your mouth. See, one thing that he told Moses, he said, Moses said, Lord, I'm not qualified. Lord, I'm not like the others. Lord, why? Come on, somebody saying this. You're comparing yourself. See, the spirit of comparison sits on you. I'm not like them. I can't preach like them. I can't prophesy like them. But the Spirit of the Lord God saying, it's all I need you to do is show up. And he said, at the appointed time or at the appointed hour, he said it to Moses. He said, I'll give you what to say. You got to understand, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that when the Spirit of the Lord God is developed, and when he's on the inside of you, glory to God, and when you are disciplined, and when you can be controlled by the Holy Spirit, that when you open up your mouth, the miracle will come forth. When you open up your mouth, deliverance will come forth for somebody. When you open up your mouth, hallelujah, healing will come forth for somebody. When you open up your mouth, and see, one thing we've got to understand is that in order for Moses to speak what God said speak, in the hour. It required that every time God called for him to meet or called for him to spend time and to sup with the Lord, that he had to sup with the Lord. And this is one thing that we miss. We miss this fine detail because we want to work the miracles of God, or we want to show up in an hour when we have not spent time with God. We want to show up in an hour when we have not consecrated and fasted.
Prophet Montgomery, I think you hit mute. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Can you hear
Prophet, me? Prophet, we can hear you. Go ahead and keep talking. We can hear you.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we've got to get to the point. I'll say this in our close because I know what this is about. I'll say this in our close, that in order for us to position ourselves for the miracles of God, we have got to spend time in God. We have got to spend time in God. We have got to spend time in God. And we have got to know our hour. We've got to know our hour. We've got to know what it is that he's calling for us in the earth realm that's needed in the hour that he's calling us to operate in. Amen. Amen.
Amen, prophetess. Amen. She was having some difficulties with her headset. She just had to step off. But a very powerful message today. That you spoke this morning is speaking volumes. It spoke volumes. I just put it like that. There are some people out there that needed to hear what you said on this morning about not moving out of our season. When I was listening to you this morning, that's one of the things that stuck in my head so strong, you know, knowing your time and your season, because if you're out of sync with God, everything is out of sync. Your whole, the ministry is out of sync. Your relationship is out of sync with God. Your relationship with others is out of sync with God. You know, and you're trying to figure out why is it everything around you is falling apart. Why are you trying to figure out why when you were walking through all the stuff that you're walking through, why is it falling apart like it's falling apart? It's because you're out of sync with God. You're not in that timing. In that timing, it's like that timing belt on that car. No matter how many times you crank that car over, if that timing belt don't click and hit like it needs to hit and sink in with the spark plugs and the cylinders and all that stuff clicking together all at the same time, you will not get that car started. And that's just the way it is with your life. People, you know, when we look at that, that's what we have. That's the reason. That's what I look at. That's how God showed it to me. We cannot, we'll never go anywhere. We'll never get our life cranked up. We'll never get our life started because we're consistently out of sync. And when you're out of sync with God, you're going to miss a whole lot of things that God is saying to you. She's back on prophets.
Amen.
Amen. You have a caller that asks for prayer, Prophet Montgomery. Caller, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Brittany, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Brittany. Is there a specific prayer request that you have, or you just want prayer in general?
Prayer in general, and then also just I need prayer for my son.
Okay. Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, for provision for this family. Father, I ask that you would touch your heart even now. Father God, while there are many desires that she has in her heart, Father God, teach her how to wait on you, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would cover her home, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, the region that she resides in. Father, I pray for her son. I pray that you would, Lord God, provide the examples that he needs in his life. I thank you in the name of Jesus, God, that anything that this family is lacking or have need of, God, that you be a provider, Lord, from anything spiritually, God, to natural resources, Father. I just thank you right now for community for Brittany. I thank you, Lord God, for sending people in her life. I thank you, Lord, for sending people in this hour, in this season of her life, God, to help. I thank you, Lord God, that she's no longer resisting the help, God, but that she will humble to receive what you're going to do in and through the people that you're sending her. Now, God, heal her. I pray that you would heal her from past wounds. I pray that you would heal her from past hurts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you have ordained for her. I thank you for what you have called. I thank you that you're even healing her heart from every heartbreak, Father. Lord God, bless her. I bind confusion now in the name of Jesus. I declare, Father, that, Lord God, her yeses will be yes and her noes no. I thank you that she will not waver in between decisions that you have given her to make. And, God, I bless you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Again, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. Thank you so much, Prophetess Erica, for coming on today and giving that word. It was so on point this morning. I thank you for always being there to come on World Gospel Nation and bless us.
Yes, ma'am. You all have a good one.
Okay, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Let me pray for it.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Woo! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. 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 Let's say it together. There is power.
There is power.
Come on. We know where the power is. Shout, there is power.
There is power.
Break every chain, break every. Somebody put your hands in the air right here, let's do it together. There's an army rising up. Come on, kingdom of God, shout, there's an army.
There's an army rising up.
And we won't keep silent, say there's an army.
There's an army.
Welcome back to World Rock Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Excuse me, if you need prayer. Today's guest was the phenomenal prophetess, Dr. Erica Montgomery. And we're finna get ready to go into prayer.
Amen. Father God, it's just good to be on the air with you guys. God bless you so very much. It's awesome privilege and honor, as always, to come before you guys to share a word of prayer with you guys. And again, it's an honor and a privilege, as always, just to submit ourselves in prayer. We do realize that prayer changes things. We realize that when we pray, when we call on the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So we're coming this morning with that request and with that idea, knowing that God has already worked that thing out. No matter where you may find yourself this morning, know that God is in the midst of working that thing out for you. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. We thank you for purpose, Lord God, this morning, being made manifest inside of us on this morning. So before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices this morning, God. God, we realize, God, that you are a mind regulator, Father. You are a heart fixer, God. You are God all by yourself. God, regardless of what the enemy may try to present, no matter where the enemy hands may be, no matter what the enemy is trying to do, Father, we realize that when we trust and lean and depend on you, Father God, that you will make every crooked road straight. You will make our enemies behave. God, you will cause our enemies to stumble and utterly fall, God, on every hand. God, and we realize, God, that at the time, God, that we call on your name, Father, you will shift the atmosphere for us. God, you will cause the enemy, God, to fall, God, right before us, oh God. God, and say, we'll say these words, God, that it is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. So, God, this morning, God, we come, God, standing against everything that the enemy has presented, everywhere that the enemy has presented, every mindset, every situation and circumstance that the enemy has presented. God, we know all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for purpose being made manifest. God, we thank you for life, breath, and strength. God, to be able to stand in the midst of all, God, that is going on. God, we understand, God, that it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. God, we can't do anything without you. God, we don't wrestle with anything, God. We know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. Father, when we call on your name, whatever the issues or circumstances that may be presented today, God, we know that you are able, God, to step in, God, and move, God, move mountains, God, move issues and move circumstances around on our behalf. So we stand in you, God, today. We don't stand in ourselves. We stand in you. Father, we realize, God, that there are those that are under the sound of my voice, God, that needs you to move mightily, God, move strategically in their life right now. So, God, we come thanking you, God, for moving strategically, God, for those, God, that are seeking you to move strategically. God, we thank you, Lord God, for touching, God, lives and touching hearts and minds on this morning. God, there are those, Lord God, that are standing in the need right now, God. God, for you to do something tremendous in their lives right now. God, there are those that are incarcerated, God. There are those, Lord God, that are dealing with issues with their marriages, God. There are those that are dealing with issues with their relationship. God, there are those that are dealing with issues in their bodies. There are those, God, that are dealing with issues in their minds, God. There are those who are dealing with issues in their hearts, God. There are those that are dealing with their issues with you, God. There are those that are dealing with issues, God, with their own way of living and their own way of thinking, Father God. God, we pray today, God, that you would strengthen and move by your power, Lord God, like only you know how, God. All things, God, that they are lifting up to you right now, Father God, touch right now, God. God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. God, don't let any situation or circumstance, God, come, God, against their lives right now, God. God, to shift them, God, in a way, God, that they won't trust you anymore. God, but let the word, Lord God, let the word, Lord God, let the word, Lord God, fall for them tonight, God. God, we thank you right now, God. God, for doing what you do best, God. God, we thank you for favor with lawyers, Lord God, for those who need it, God. We thank you right now, God, for you moving, God, in places right now, God, for people that are standing in the need with law, with issues about a lawyer's decision, God, a court decisions. God, that are up right now, God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you would touch right now, God. God, you would show yourself mighty and favorable in their lives right now. The favor of the Lord, favor of the Lord is on their lives even now, God, on every hand, God. We thank you, Father God, God, for touching right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for touching the heart of the judges, God. God, that will be standing, the judges that they will be standing before, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for decisions being turned, God, in the favor, God, of those that have court issues, Lord God. God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I hear you, Father God. For those who have financial situations, God, that is up before you, Lord God, we pray, God, that you would touch the financial issues, Lord God. God, those that are standing in the need, God, they're standing, God, waiting for monies to be released, God. God, we speak that thing into existence right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we command, God, the enemy right now, God, God, to loose his hold wherever it is, wherever he's holding on to financial situations. God, I prophesy, God, into the atmosphere. God, I prophesy to their minds, and I prophesy to their hearts, and I prophesy to their spirits. God, I prophesy, Lord God, to the hand of the enemy and say, release it right now, for you have no power and you have no strength. God, right now, we command, God, the finances, God, to be released, God, in the atmosphere. God, for those that are standing in the need financial breakthrough. God, those that are standing in the need for healing. God, I call out Pastor Parker's name in the atmosphere. God, I pray for him right now. God, from the crown of his head to the soles of the man of God's feet. Cover him, God. God, we speak, God, healing over him right now. God, no harm shall come near his dwelling place, God. God, we command a release right now, God, of the supernatural healing power, God, that's set on his life right now. God, we speak in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that all is well. God, no matter what the enemy may try to bring, no matter where the enemy try to come in, God, it shall not, will not, and cannot prosper, because the man of God is standing in favor and in faith in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we trust you, Lord God. God, not only beyond what we see, but Father, beyond what the enemy has tried to present. God, we thank you in advance for everything that you're doing. We thank you for everywhere that you are touching. Every place that you're moving by your power and by your strength. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for the windows of heaven being open and pouring out blessings that we don't have room enough to receive. It is not just finances, God. God, the blessing of joy. Father, the blessing of peace. God, the blessing of healing, God. God, the blessing of just being able, God, to be able to raise our hand, God. God, some of us have aches in our bodies, Lord God, and pains in our bodies, oh God. God, we speak, God, to joints, Lord God. God, we speak to issues and in joints, God, right now. God, issues and pains and places, Lord God. God, that we never thought we would have pains and places in, God. God, restore the heart, God. God, joy of restoring the heart, God. God, a place in my inner mind of forgiveness, God. We pray, God, for forgiveness, Lord God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray tonight, this in this night season, God, to move by your power and by your strength, God, to set deliverance and joy and peace, God, in their lives right now. Hey, God, for the struggle is over. And God, we give your name praise. We give your name glory. God, we give your name dominion and power. And we say, God, God, that not only are you able, but will able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can, we can ask or think. We know, God, all things work together, my God, for them that love you, who are called according to your purpose. God, we thank you for purpose not only just being made manifest, but we thank you for purpose being made real in our lives. God, as we walk in you, Lord God, we don't walk in ourselves. As we stand in you, Lord God, we don't stand in ourselves. As we trust in you, God, we don't trust in ourselves. as we believe, Father God, in you. We don't believe, God, that we could do anything without you. God, so we understand, God, that you are able to do what you said you'll do. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to go ahead and go into the Overcomers scripture and prayer, and then once we do that, we'll go from there.
Amen, amen. The Overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. For those of you all who are under the sound of our voices right now, there is a place called complete. There is a place called complete. You may be in a place of struggle right now where you don't understand why you are where you are. You may be even in a place right now to where you don't completely know what your next move is, because you feel like the place that you're in right now is such a horrible place, such a horrible thing for you to go through. But can I be the bearer of good news for your own this morning? Let me help you real quick. There is a place called complete in your life. Only thing you have to do is surrender yourself unto the Lord. And this is your opportunity. This is your chance for you to do just that. God has opened up this door. God has opened up this opportunity. God has opened up this chance for you to receive from him a place called complete. Only thing you have to do this morning is just to release yourself. Because, see, right now, that is where the struggle is. The struggle is not in whether you believe in God or not. It's not the struggle. It's not whether you trust in God or not. What it is is that you don't want to release the thing. You don't want to release it to God. You're saying to yourself, "Well, I don't want to burden God with this. I don't want to put this on God." But let me tell you something. God says to God, "Let us know in His Word." He said, "Cast your cares on me, for I careth for you." That sentiment in itself speaks volumes. Those words in itself speak volumes, because what he does is he's letting us know that no matter where we may be finding ourselves at today, that not only is he able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is just surrender to him. Surrender to him. Cast our cares on him, for he cares for us. So this is what I want you to do. Today I'm going to give you this simple prayer. And this simple prayer, just repeat after me. And when you repeat after me, you're going to release. We're going to pray to release. And once you release it, I want you to glory in the understanding that God didn't already do it. Did it? He didn't already did the very thing that you've been praying and requesting and asking him to do. He has already set and orchestrated some things into place just because you have been, watch this, willing to release that thing into his hands. Amen. So here we go. We're going to pray. And when I pray, I just want you to repeat the words that I'm saying. It's just that simple. It's not complicated at all. Watch. Just say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I release myself. I release my mindset to you. I submit myself unto the power of your hand." Say, "Lord, I thank you for being my deliverer." Say, "Lord, thank you for being my peace. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus raised from the dead and that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen." Amen. Now I want to be one of the first ones to welcome you to the body of Christ. And those of you all that are listening on in right now and you've given your life to Christ, listen to this. Listen. Stay tuned to the broadcast. The broadcast is here to help you. It's here to give you peace. It's here to give you joy. It's here to help you to your next destination. It's here to help you to your next dimension. When you listen in here, it gives you the strength to keep going. That is the purpose of it. It's because it's called a no judgment zone for a reason. Because we don't judge you here. But what we want you to know is, we want you to know that even though that your situation or circumstance may not always be ideal, know that God is in the midst of working that thing out for you. Amen? Every day of your life, just walk with God. It's not complicated. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is just rest in Him. Watch this here. When you rest in Him, He can move things out of the way that you wouldn't normally have Him to move.
Sure. Hold on for a second.
And He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Just trust Him beyond that place. Amen.
She's on.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm here. I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm fantastic. You said you needed prayer.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What can you share what it is that you want to pray for?
Future teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You just need prayer for clarity and direction.
Clarity and direction. Okay. All right. We can do that. Father, we thank you right now for our dear sister. God, she has come to you, God, seeking clarity in the next shift in her life. God, we understand, God, that when you come to you, God, when we submit ourselves to you in prayer, when we call on your name, God, you will direct us, God. Father, for your word said you are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, and when we call on you, God, God, you will be our strong tower. God, you are answered by fire. So, Father, as she come to you, God, submitting herself to you, God, and casting her cares on you, submitting her requests, making her requests known unto you today, God. God, we pray, God, that you would just begin to move for her in that area, God, that she needs. She said she needs clarity. Clarity, Lord God. God, and you promised that you would give us clarity. You promised that you would give us a. He said you will keep those who mine is stayed on you. So this is the scripture of clarity for us. So Father, today God, we pray God that just as she begin God to move and operate in that place that she is going to start operating in, God, we pray that you would just begin to speak God the necessity things that she needs to hear. God, she'll move in the places where she needs to move in. One step at a time, one day at a time, one moment in time. God, we thank you, Father God, for everything being made well in her life. And Father, we glorify you for that. God, we come with an attitude of gratitude. God, we come thanking you in advance, God. God, for what you've already done. God, for pouring, Father God, into the woman of God. God, everything that she needs. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And we glorify you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Now, after that the prayer we usually give three keys. So we're gonna go ahead and give those three keys, and we'll go from there.
Amen, amen. The three keys are: first, get you a Bible; 2, find your church home; and 3, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. Again, 1, get your Bible. 2, find your church home. And 3, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but living the word. This is very, very important since you have surrendered your life to Christ.
Amen. Amen. Now, we come to the end of the broadcast. We want to also submit to you guys that we have a few announcements to make. Core Gifted Gifts this is our commercial break. This is our commercial. Let me do it right. Core Gifted Gifts is a bath bomb that is made by Lady Douglas. Now, these bath bombs are the bomb diggity. I'm just letting you know they the bomb.com. I'm just letting you know these bath bombs are fantastic. You guys that are that need a relaxing bath, these bath bombs do the job for you. I'm telling you, I tried them myself. I'm not really a bath person, but I did try it, and I'm telling you that it was just so relaxing. The smells and the scents that she has. It almost literally just takes you on a one of those little bitty canoe rides down the river. It's just really calming. It's a soothing bath bomb, and those days it's really fantastic. Now you guys can go to Core Gifted Gifts website. Core Gifted Gifts Facebook page. You can like her Facebook page. You can inbox her, messenger there. And she will give you the information about the different bath bombs that she provides. Also, she will give you the pricing of the bath bombs as well from the website, and that is Cora, Cora, Gifted Gifts. That's Cora Gifted Gifts. Apostrophe S. Cora Gifted Gifts. Go there. She will most definitely get with you guys. Those of you guys who are seeking for that bath experience, you can also go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook as well, and go there and look there as well. And remember, guys, that we have other broadcast that's going to be with us as well. There is Like Never Before Ministries, which is on Tuesdays and Wednesdays with Overseer Felicia Nash. She is on Tuesdays and Wednesdays with Like Never Before Ministries. She's attached to us as well. Guys, remember to please come on, share the broadcast. For those of you all who need prayer, that number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Go head on, and when you need prayer, just go ahead and press the 1. Call in, press 1, and we would be glad to pray for you. Also, if you guys need prayer, you could go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, and you submit your request for prayer there. If you guys would like for us to call and pray for you, we will be glad to call you and pray for you on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And you can also inbox us on Worldwide Gospel Connection as well. You can go there and connect there and request for prayer there as well. Also through the Worldwide Gospel @gmail.com if you want us to pray for you there. We'll check that daily, so we'll be glad to call you guys and just submit your request, and we will most definitely give you guys a call and pray with you whatever the issues may be. Remember, we are here to help you guys, inspire, encourage, and strengthen you. And if you guys yourself have a commercial that you would like for us to announce on the broadcast, please feel free to connect with us on any of those media sites I just mentioned. You can connect with us on those media sites as well, and we're glad to give you guys any assistance with that as well. And again, we love you guys so very much. Thank you for joining in and listening in to us on this morning. Now, if you guys would like to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, now listen, we don't have no blessed soap on the rope. I'm a stream of the country. We don't have no towels.
We have another caller. If you need the blessed oil, let us know. It's not for sale. Let me say this again. It's not for sale. If you need the Bless All, let us know, worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. We will get it together and either bring it to you if you're in town or mail it to you. Again, it's not for sale. If you need it, you're welcome to it. Carla, are you there?
I'm there. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Blessings to you, Lady Douglas. And Pastor Douglas is calling in, and I'm requesting prayer this morning against anxiety, just to keep the focus and the mind going. Just prayer this morning. So.
Okay, no problem at all. Listen. One of the things that I want to share with you this morning is this. The Bible says it like this. He said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down strongholds. And when we get into those places where the enemy is attacking us, we can go into our prayer closet and we can always pull down those strongholds because we are mighty in God. So, always know that when we pray that we touch and agree with God and we know that God will shake the heavens and the earth for us and cause the enemy to watch this here, to lose his hold because he has no power and he has no strength. So this is what I want to give to you this morning. I want to give you this free gift this morning. I want to give you the free gift of the fighter that's inside of you. Watch, because the enemy's desire is to shake your life. And if you get to that point to where he continually just keep on coming, you keep on fighting, sister. You keep on fighting, baby. Don't let the enemy give no headway, nowhere, no kind of way. Because watch this here. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Because his desire right now is to just separate you. It's just to sift you like wheat. It's to cause you to be all have your mind all over the place. Because watch this, the devil knows what you have inside of you. The devil knows what type of weapons you have. The devil knows the type of mentality that you have when it comes to the things of God. But watch what God is telling me to tell you. He said for you to keep on fighting, for you to keep your hands raised up, and you keep swinging. You may not be hitting nothing right now, but guess what? If you keep on swinging, you're going to hit something. Don't give up in your fight. Don't give up in your faith. Don't give up in your belief. You continue to stand on the will and the word and the way of God and let God be God and let the devil be a lie. Everything that the devil is saying in this hour right now is nothing but lies. I share this with you and then we're going to pray. The devil don't have number three devices, smoke, mirrors, and lies. He's always had that. Only thing different is he's using different people. He used different people to do the same thing over and over again to keep you in a place of confusion. But today we're gonna dispel the confusion. You hear me? You hear what I'm saying to you? Am I helping you right now? The enemy is going to desire to come in and try to make you stumble and make you give up. But guess what? All things are working together for your good. All things are working together for your good. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. God, for the woman of God. God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will restore and power and strengthen right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, everywhere that the enemy would desire to come in and sift the woman of God like we, God, we stand against that thing right now. For the power of the Lord is with her, God. We know, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Struggle not anymore, Lord God. God, with the place that we know that you are, and we know that you are moving by your power and moving by your strength. God, we stand in you and stand in the understanding that if it had not been for you on our side, Father God, we don't know where we would be. So, Father, we come trusting you and knowing, God, God, that you have shifted the very atmosphere, God, of those who are standing in the need right now. And we stand with the woman of God right now. And we speak hope, and we speak peace, and we speak joy. God, we speak understanding, we speak wisdom and knowledge. God, and we say to the enemy that you have no power and you have no strength. On this day, your assignment has been canceled against her life. And so we speak, God, to every demonic force that's coming against her life right now. God, this anxiety thing right now, God, we commit this thing back to the dry place. We cast this thing back to hell from which it came. And it has no power and no strength, God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus. We know, God, God, all things are working together for our good. God, we thank you for building up a standard against the enemy, God, and keep in our heads then, in the mighty name of Jesus. No more struggle, no more trauma, no more stress in her life. God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we call this thing done, and we realize that all things are well in her life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, woman of God.
To Grandma Nash, if you are here, still, we love you, we love you, we love you. For those who don't know who I'm talking about, that's overseer and main character's grandmother. Our grandmother.
Yeah, we hijacked her. Flip. I almost called her by her first name, Apostle Nat. I mean, oh.
And remember, if you guys want to sow, remember, it's the cash $ WGC 2020. $WGC 2020. Just
another call on
the line.
Good morning. Good morning.
Call,
are you there?
Hello.
Hold on. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm here in California. My mom told me about this show, and I'm really enjoying you all's prayers. And I was hoping that you guys could pray for me, like, not to be so lazy and just really start, like, pressing into prayer so that I can be
right
who I need to be. No, I'm really being serious. Like, I know that I can do better, so I'm just praying that, that
right,
I just, like, have the strength not to be so lazy and really, like, be who God needs me to be at this time. So
right,
if you
right,
pray
right,
that, that would be great.
Yes, ma'am. And we understand, because, you know, even with this pandemic that's going on, you know, in life that we have right now, it's so easy for us to get caught up in that relaxed state of mind. I'm going to be honest with you. When this thing first started, I just gave up on trying to do anything, because it was just life in general. You know, life in general, it's you know, you can't go outside, you can't visit with people, you can't do the things that you want to do because of the COVID-19 and because of the pandemic situation. So, you know, so you're in the house, and you're in the house with the refrigerator, and you're in the house with, you know, the television, and, you know, the couch is comfortable, and the bed is even more comfortable. So it tends to become the norm, because you really cannot go anywhere. And for those of you all who are quote unquote furloughed, or you guys have to work from home, it becomes so much more easier. You can sit in your bed, you know, and you can type on your laptop. You ain't gotta put no clothes on. You can still be in your pajamas, you know, and you ain't got to do it.
Hey,
know?
Not too much on the pajamas.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But it becomes the norm. So I said all that to say this, you know, it is to, in order for that, in order for, just to give you clarity in your mind that you're not out here by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're not by yourself. You're not, this is not a place that you're dealing with by yourself, is the reason why I'm telling you that. We're going to pray. And what we're going to pray is that God will give you that drive again. give you that push again, give you, you know, give you some witty ideas, something to do that will get you up and get you moving, even if it's no more than just walking around out in the yard or walk the block from one end of the house. Yeah, and my we'll discuss some things after that, after the show. But let's pray for you. Father, we thank you for our dear sister. God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that your hand of mercy would stretch, God, to her, God, and build her up, God. God, the woman of God says she don't want to be in a place of laziness, Lord God. God, you talked about the sluggard, God, and you said for us to look at the sluggard and to look at the ant, God, and look at how the ant builds up for the winter, but the sluggard, he takes his time, folding of the hands, God, the relaxing, God, just the closing of the eyes. You talk about this in the scriptures. God, but today we come against, God, the spirit of procrastination that's on the woman of God's life. God, we realize, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all she can ask and think. God, and for her to understand that, God, she is in a place of being, God, complacent, Lord God, a place of being, God, what she called lazy, Father God. God, we pray for her strength right now. God, we pray for her for the ability to stand, God, and do what she does, to do what you have called her to do. God, let the work of her hands, God, be seen by you, God. God, and blessed. Father, we pray even for her mindset, God, to be able, God, to just begin to develop a pattern, God, but develop some habits, God, of getting herself back on track, getting herself back in place and moving and getting out of the opposition, God, of just being in a place to where you don't, where she does not move and she does not do what you have called her to do. God, we pray today, God, that you would walk not just inside of her, God, but would walk with her, God. Give her to know, God, that you're working behind the scenes for her, God, and you're developing some places and some things for her life. God, we speak peace, joy, love, wisdom, and power, God, right now. God, we speak against the enemy's attack, God, to keep her complacent in that place, God. God, in that place, God, to where she has given up, God, on being able to do, God, the things that you have said for her to do. God, we speak right now, God, to build her up, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. We know, God, that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. So we thank you, Father God, for the purpose, God, that's down on the inside of her, and speak peace, joy, wisdom, and love, God, right now. God, pull her from every place, God. God, to give her the ability, God, to keep on fighting. God, we speak to the fighter in her and say, stand, fighter, and fight the good fight of faith. Don't give up on your journey, for all things are working for your good. And all things are being made well in your life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
What's her name?
Thank you. Amen. Victoria.
Victoria, God says get you some pen, get you a pen and some paper, and write down what you desire, what you want to change, and what you're going to do. You must. This is very, very important. You must keep him first. I'm not saying you don't, but from this day forward, if you have to download the Bible app, download it and let it play in your ears to get into your head, because that's the first thing the devil goes to is for your mind, because if he can attack your mind and throw you off track, he can attack everything else. It's like a domino effect. Once the head is off track, everything else is going to be off track. Get you a pen, some paper, write down what you want to do, where you want to be. Give yourself a goal. Don't hang up. We're going to talk to you after the show, but write down, get your journal and write down everything. Put the date and the time and write. Date, time, and write. Do it every day for the next 30 days. And then continue after that, but for right now, do it for the 30 days. A journal just for the next 30 days, you and God.
Only thing, sorry to interrupt, I did write that down. I have to go to work. I'm considered, like, an essential worker, so I have to, like, show up in person. So is there, like, a way that we can, like, schedule a time and then I can, like, call back or something?
Yes. This is your cell phone you called from?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll text you. I'll do that.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You're welcome.
Thank you so much for praying for me.
You're welcome. God bless you. Okay. Remember, guys, this is what we do. We stop and we pray. It's a part of what this is our life. This is our life. God bless you guys so very much. Again, the broadcast information, Mondays is Man of Mondays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Like Never Before Ministries, Thursday, Friday. Thursday is Women's Day, Thursday, Friday is Freestyle Friday. Please join in, tune in, share. Share the broadcast. Please share the broadcast because this broadcast, let me tell you something. This broadcast, as you can see, is helping people across the world. We thank God for that opportunity. This is nothing that we could do on our own. We couldn't come up with this on our own. We couldn't do this. This is something that God is doing, and we thank God for that. We thank God for God being first in everything that we do, and we thank God for him being a part of everything that we do. We can't do anything without him. We are nothing without the Lord, and so we realize that. So today we just want to submit to you guys, put God first. Put him in the forefront of everything that you do, and I tell people all the time, you know, it's important that we let the world know about our relationship with God. Be the voice. Be the focal point. Be the voice that people need to hear in this hour. Be the voice that needs to be heard in this hour that you're in right now in life, right now. Prophet Montgomery talked about it. Keep it in sync with God. Keep it in your timing with God. This is that season that you need to keep in time and sync with God, that clicking into that sync with God. Know your time. Know your hour. Know your hour. Know the hour that you're in, because this is so important for us to know the hour that we're in. Because the hour that we're in right now, the things that's going on in this world, we need to know who we are in God. We need to know where we are in God. And we need to know what God is doing. We can't afford to miss what God is doing in our life. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys so very much. Thank you so much for joining us on this morning and joining and being a part of the broadcast. Remember, guys, if you guys want to sow into the ministry, if you guys want to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, if you guys want the oil, just let us know through those media sites, the Worldwide. It's free. There's no charge to this oil. It's worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You could go there, or you could go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, request for the oil. We will send it to you. If you're here in Houston, we'll even come by and do a drive-by and drop it off to you here in Houston. But those of you all who would like the oil, please, please, please feel free to put in your request for the oil, and we'll give it to you. It's nothing we're going to charge you for. But if you want to sow into the ministry, you guys want to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection ministry, you can go to Worldwide Gospel Connect. Go to your Cash App, and on the Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. Any gift that you sow, we will be greatly appreciative. We're going to pray over the seed that you sow and ask God to bless you 1,000-fold for the seed that you sent to us. We make sure that the seeds that you sent to us, that we pray over, and the seeds go toward the building of the kingdom. We don't just take the money and just do anything with it. We ain't doing all this crazy stuff out there with it. We actually build. We do kingdom work with your seed. It's not something that we're not just taking money and just doing anything with it. But we take your king. We do building. We do kingdom building with your seed. That's the purpose of the seed. The seed is for to build the kingdom of God. It's not to build our kingdom, but to build God's kingdom.
Amen.
So we do not want you guys to think that we're sowing. That your seed that you're sowing is for nothing, but we are actually taking your seed, and we're trying to we're not trying, we're going to build the kingdom. We're building the kingdom with it. Amen.
And also remember, it does not matter where you at, we still can mail you the blessed oil if you need it. Just let me know, worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com or Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. Iron sharpens iron, and we stand on that and trust and believe that. If you need bless all, let us know. If you need prayer, let us know. And we are here. 563-999-3628. Press 1, and I will answer. Again, have a blessed and phenomenal day, and know that we love you, and there is nothing you can do about it.